Y un gran amor nació.
Thousands gathered at the 18th annual Festival Hispano in Millsboro, Delaware on Sunday. Music ranged from Mexican love songs to dancers moving to the melodies from Guatemala. It's a colorful festival with many of the cultures of Latin America represented around the park. But unlike previous years, many say there is something to celebrate. Last week, the president's program went into effect to defer deportation for those undocumented immigrants who arrived here before the age of 16 and are not older than 30. Ana Ornelas is Miss Delaware Latina. 22-year-old says many of her friends were overjoyed at the news.
Going to school here, meeting a lot of different kids that came from different countries that were immigrants themselves, I knew a lot of them really wanted to go to college, really wanted to have some kind of stability, and I think that's great. It gives them that stability that they really need in order to keep prospering.
Eva Rosa is 14 and from Salisbury. She heard the news while with her friends in church.
We were talking about the DREAM Act, and then it came up, what Obama had said, and actually I was very proud that he's finally doing something for us.
Another attendee identifies herself as Lavita. She is 26 and from Guatemala. She was with a friend when she heard the news.
She was actually crying. Like, she was just crying, so emotional, so excited. We didn't even really know what was going on until she actually told us about this act. And we were so happy for her because she's like a straight-A student. And I think really a lot of people really deserve this.
And Maria Villa is 17, and she says it has changed her life.
Because it gives me an opportunity to be like everyone else, to not struggle as much as I have before, and it's just going to be a really big change for all the Hispanic community.
A number of immigrant organizations are gearing up for getting people enrolled, and Eva Rosa is part of an organization that works in the Hispanic community called Raya de Luz, and her mother is one of those who has jumped in to help people fill out the forms.
My mom's going in to take a few classes to actually help people fill in their forms, and they're hiring lawyers, and I mean, they're going to check them over and send them.
Others are turning to immigration lawyers to see how they can apply. One attendee who did not want his name used.
I can't say much about it. I don't know. Until I go to the appointment and see what's going on, I can say something. Until now, I don't know why he's going to tell me what do I need, what are my chances, you know?
The crowd swirls around the booth, stopping to taste the food and look at the wares. Guatemalan music wafts over the gathering. 26-year-old Lavita from Guatemala says she believes this is a chance to give back to the community.
We're going to be able to pay back what this country have done for us in a way that we can actually start working, we can start paying taxes, and we're going to have a better future for us and for the community.
Others see the deferment as a step toward equality, but there are those for whom the deferment comes too late. 25-year-old Victor Manuel is also from Guatemala. He's now checking with an attorney.
I went to a place in Georgetown, you know Georgetown? Yeah, and I went and asked for help, but they said I couldn't qualify for it. Because when I got here, I was 19 years old, so they said that I might not qualify, but still I'll probably get a lawyer and try to see if I can get something.
For those in some other states, there are still problems ahead. 35-year-old Rosio Savage is from Mexico.
Some states like Arizona and Nebraska are putting up obstacles and trying to deter some rights that they should have, like getting a driver's license.
And there is the fear as to what happens after 2 years. Under the president's program, those undocumented immigrants can reapply. But under a different president, the question hangs in the air. 17-year-old Maria Villa.
Not a lot of people want the Hispanics to succeed, and they don't want us to compete with them. So I think they will veto it, and then we'll go back to the way things were before.
As the band plays on, predominantly Hispanic crowd roams the tables and listens to the music. But not too far away, there are the strains of the presidential campaign. Many wait to see its outcome and the future it may bring. Charito Calvecchi-Mateco provided repertorial work for this story. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.